Yeah, you have to wait a good 7 days. Miyom shenis ratzos v'al shema machmas chimud ros adam. Maybe because of a chimud, she has a type of chemda, she has a want that she wants to get married to you. That causes her to see dam. So Mela, how does it help you hear these Talmid Chachamim who went into the city and they gave an announcement right now? Who wants to marry me? And Poshet Smashma, or whoever said yes, they went and made a chasana and they lived with her. They had tashmish with her. It says that we have to be afraid that as soon as she agrees to get married to you, maybe that caused it to see some dam. And she's a nida. She can't live with her for another 7 days. So what does it help? And Rav only stayed in the city 1 day only. So what does it help to have a wife for 1 day if you can't live with her? And for the Gemara, Rabbonin, do you have a modiel who mikoidim have a mekadme or meshadre shluchi? One tears of the nechnami before Rav knew, like in the month in advance, he has to go to that city. So a few weeks before he went there, he sent shluchim to arrange for him to ask around who wants to marry Rav when he gets there. So they agreed already 7 days before him. So then when Rav comes to the city, he just got married right away and he had a paspasalu. He had his wife there. The announcement, she agreed to marry him 7 days before at least. That's one teretz. The boy is saying another teretz is, Yehudai have a miyachdilhu. Teretz was no. When Rav came into the city, he didn't send any shluchim before him. He just right now announced, who wants to marry me? So the question was, how could he live with her? We have to be choshed as dam chemda. Maybe she's a leader. The teretz is, Rav only announced to have yichud, just to be together, not to live together, just to be miyachid. Rashi says Yichud biyama means v'yenis kochin lehen. I don't want to live with them to have tashmish with them. Elo shanosa isha a nisava kimi shein leisha. Just the fact to have paspasalim. Yitzhak got married to them, even though they had a dinida now. He wasn't allowed to live with them, but it was enough. Just the fact he was married to the lady that would take away his taiva to be with any other lady. I think Mora says v'boy yisayim le Yichudi hevim yachdilu. He only had yichud with them. In other words, he didn't have tashmish with them. He only had yichud with them. Yitzhak got married to them, and he only had yichud, was alone in the room. It's not a doima if somebody has bread in his basket. Somebody does not have bread in his basket. So, you know, that's what pshat. That even though he wasn't allowed to live with this isha, because she was a nida, achshash dam nida, that kolpodim, since he was married to her, he knew if he wanted to, he could stay here another 7 days. And then live with her, that would take away his taivam to be with any other isha. That's the way Rashi learns. Taisa says to Kashem, that the locher is by isha nida, if you marry an isha and she's a nida, b'shas chasna, is also yichud. And before you live with your wife and not let her have yichud with her, if she's a nida. So what are you telling us now? You could have yichud with her, be alone with her, lochur yichud is also wasa. So Taisa wants to say another pshat. Taisa pshat he wants to say is, what the Gemara means by yichud is, he just told them that he didn't tell them right now who wants to marry me. He just says, who wants to be miyachid with me? So they didn't have so much chemda right then. So there's no chash of dam nidus. And then Enechnami, then right away, Rav made the chasna, did marry them, and then he was mutter to live with them. So it just depends how you say it. If they agreed to marry you, then they have dam chemda. But if they didn't agree to marry, he just agreed to have yichid with him, and then he went and made the chasna, mashma, that would be all right. Right, Santa Gemara, but that's what they used to do. Take away the hero of other issues. Right. Start the Mishnah Vayter. Masruho Ziknei Bezdin. So far the last Mishnah said that they used to give the Kohen Gadol over to the Zkenim of the Sanhedrin, and they would teach them the Chumash of Achrei Mois to get him used to doing the Avodah, to know the different Kabbonis. Now after the Ziknei Bezdin got finished with him, Masruho Ziknei Bezdin LeZiknei Kuna. The older people from the Sanhedrin would give over the Kohen Gadol to the Ziknei Kuna, to the older Kohanim. V'heluhu Beis Avtinus. Now what did the Ziknei Kuna do with him? They brought him up to the Beis Avtinus. And the Mishnah the Gisa should be the way the Bach has. V'heluhu L'aliyos Beis Avtinus. They brought him up to the attic of this person, Beis Avtinus. It was a Lishka in the Beis Hamikdash. It was called upon his name. We'll see in the Gemara why they used to make the Keteris there. They did this to teach the Kohen Gadol how to do the Keteris. So Rashi Masru Ziknei Bezdin Shekaru Lafonu B'Seder Hayoyim, as after the Zekain from the Sanhedrin taught the Kohen Gadol the Seder Hayoyim, then they gave him over to the Ziknei Kuna Lelamdei Chafinus, to teach him how to make the Chafinus, the handful of the Keteris, how to do with the Keteris. Hamutelis Olav Yom HaKippurim, that the Kohen Gadol had to do on Yom Kippur. Shenemar Umolei Chofnov Keteris Samen. He had to take a handful of the Keteris Samen. The avoida koshi was a very hard avoida. Kula kamon. This is one of the hardest avoidas that were in the Beis Hamikdash, the chafinya for the keteris. This we'll learn later on exactly how they do it. So the kids that used to take the Kohen Gadol now to teach him how to do this. So they brought him up to the Beis Avtinus, the Rashi. Hoyoisin nasta keteris. Koichin noisai. They used to chop up the keteris there. Or marvin samamonim. They would mix up the right amount of samamonim with the keteris to make the keteris. So that was this room, the Lishcha Beis Avtinus. They brought the Kohen Gadol there. V'yeshbiyuhu, and they made the Kohen Gadol swear. V'niftru, the Ziknei Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, before they left, they made the Kohen Gadol swear to them. V'niftru, v'okulhem, and then the Ziknei Bezdin went away and left them there with the Ziknei Kuna. Rashi v'yeshbiyuhu, what do they have to make him swear for? Shlo yehei tzeduki, that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur should not act like a tzeduki. What does that mean? L'sakim mibachutz. That the Tzdukim used to first fix up the Keteris outside the Beis Hamikdash, Olahaknas Bifnin, and then they brought it inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Well, not allowed to outcast the Beis Hamikdash, but outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They used to first fix up the Keteris, and then bring it into Lefnin. K'dermina b'gemara. And you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to do all of it inside the Lefnin Lefnin. So they used to make a shvuah, make the Kohen Gadol swear before Yom Kippur that he's not going to act like the Tzdukim, but rather do the way you're supposed to. And then the Ziknei Bezdin went away. Now we are Muloi. That means before they went away, now the Mishnah is going back to explain how did the Ziknei Bezdin make him swear. We are Muloi, they said to the Kohen Gadol like this. Ishi Kohen Gadol, like Adoni, my master the Kohen Gadol. Odo Shluchei Bezdin, we are the Shluchei Bezdin. We are the Kenim of the Sanhedrin. V'ato Shlucheinu, you're our Shliach. The Kohen Gadol, you're going to be the Shliach for the whole Chai Yisrael tomorrow. For Shliach Bezdin, you're also the Shliach Bezdin. Mashbiya nanu alecha. We're making you swear. V'mi sheshochan shmoy b'bayis hazeh. In other words, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his Shechina was here in the Beis Hamikdash. Shelo tishane dovo mikol ma shemanu lecha. That you're not going to change anything from what we're going to teach you right now. In other words, you're going to do the Keteris the way it says in the Torah, and not the way that Tzdukim do it. Now, who perish b'baycha? The Kohen Gadol, after he swore, would go away and start crying. For the Pshatas, because they were choshed him, that maybe it was a Tzduk, he felt so bad. V'hein parshin aboichin. And the shlucha, the Ziknei Bezdin also, after they made him swear, also went away and started to cry. They also feel bad that they had to do this, to make him swear that it wasn't Tzduki. But I call upon him, that's the din, you have to do it. So they did it, even afterwards they were both crying. Now, im hoyu chochem dervish. Trashi, if the Kohen Gadol was a chochem dervish, but v'halocha. Kol lel yom kippurim. Shlo yishan v'yirakeri. The whole night we kept him up, we didn't let him go to sleep. And he used to darshan, if he was a Talmud Chochem, he would say halachas the whole night. Im hoya Chochem derish. V'yim lav, if he wasn't a Talmud Chochem, trash v'yim lav Chochem hu. V'yodeya do lehovin l'shmoya, be new to understand, dvar halacha, v'en yodeya lidrash, darshan afonu. If he was smart enough, I'll put him to understand the drasha, so he had somebody else come and darshan to him the whole night. So the Mishnah, v'yim lav, if he couldn't give the drasha himself, Talmidi Chachomim darshan afonu. Other Tamil Chachamim would dash in front of him. If you knew how to say psukim, let him say psukim. V'yim lav kerv in the front of him. He himself doesn't know how to read nach. That's how bad off he was. The Kohen Gadol has bisman the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. Like we said before, he used to just bide himself in, even though they weren't Tamil Chachamim. If he didn't know how to be korea to even read, he couldn't even read mamish meridik. Couldn't even read. V'yim lav kerv in the front of. We used to lay and read in front of him. Uvameh Kurin, what did we read in front of him, Lefonov? Viyuv. We read in front of him from Iyuv, over Ezra, over Divrei HaYamim. Now, Zechariah ben Kavuta Leiner, Pavim Harbe Karis Lefonov B'Daniel. He used to say, I used to read in front of the Kohen Gadol the whole night of Leil Yom Kippur, I used to read Daniel to him. Trashi, Viyim Lav Chokhmu V'Yadei Lehovin L'Shmoyet V'Alocha V'en Yadei Lidra Zdarsh Lefonov. Viyuv Ezra, Shem Dvar Mamshichim Esalev, L'Shoyman V'en Shino V'en Shino Chotfosim. These are things that make you feel bad. You listen to it. It's mamshich delay. The lev wants to hear more and more and more about it. And that will keep him going that he wouldn't go to sleep. But the kids say, we don't want the Kohen Gadol to sleep the night of Yom Kippur. We're afraid maybe it'll come about Kerry. Therefore, we try to keep him up the whole night. So, the Gemara. Tono lelamdoi chafina. What was the purpose that the Ziknei Bezdin gave over the Kohen Gadol now to the Ziknei Kuna? And they brought him up to this house, the Beis Avtinus, to this Lishcha, was the purpose to teach him how to do the Chvina, how to do the Avodah with the Keteris. Trashti Tonu Lamda Chvina. Molicha Noisar Le Beis Avtinus,
Shesham HaKteris Motzi. That's where they used to have the Keteris. And they used to teach him the Loch is how to do the Keteris. Omer Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, Shtei Lishchois Hoyle L'Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol comes out now, had two different Lishchois, two different rooms. Achas Lishchos per Hadrin. That's what we had in the first Mishnah, that the 7 days we take him away from his house into the Lishchos per Hadrin, and that's where he used to sleep. Trash Lishin Shom. That would be like his bedroom. These 7 days, that's where he would sleep. The Achas Lishchos Beis Tavtinus. The Bible says by daytime he would be by the Lishka of the Beis Tavtinus to teach Rashi Lilmoid Chafina, to teach him how to do the Chafina, how to get the handful of the Keteris. That's what we used to teach him. So these are the two rooms the Kohen Gadol would use these 7 days of the Zman HaPrisha. Now Achas Betzofin, the Achas Bedorim. One was on the north side of the Beis Hamikdash, and one was on the Dorim, the south side of the Beis Hamikdash. Achas Betzofin, one was on the north side. The Mord so far doesn't say which is which. Where was Lishkas Perhadrin and where was Lishkas Beis Aftinus? We just know one was on the north, one was on the south. Now Achas Pitzof, and how do we know one was on the south side? The Tanan, we learned like this in Mishnah Midas. Vav Lishkois Hoyu B'Yazorah. There were six different Lishkois in the Yazorah. Gimel Betzofin, the Gimel B'Dorim. Three of them was on Sofin side, on the north side, and three of them was on the south side. Now the Mishnah Talmud says that Vav Lishkois Hoyu B'Yazorah. There were three different six of them in the Azara. Pashu means in the Ezras Yisrael. Gimel B'Tzofen, three of them was on Tzofen, the Gimel B'Dorin. She B'Dorin on the south side was Lishchas HaMelech. Lishchas HaMelech was the Lishchas HaParvo and Lishchas HaMadichin. This were the three rooms they had on the left side, on the Dorim side. Now what were these rooms for? Lishchas HaMelech was the salt room, She Shomayu Noisten Melech LeKorban. That was the room they used to store the salt to use for the different karbonis. That's why it was called a Lishkas HaMelech. Lishkas HaParva, another room there was called Lishkas HaParva. Why was it Lishkas HaParva? Shesham Hayu Molchin Oyrois Kodeshim. That's what used to salt the skin of the Kodeshim. That's why it was called Parva. Some say it was Parva because that was the name of the person that built it. Rashi say here? Doesn't say why it was called a name. Kids in this room, though, they used to salt the skins. The algaga on top of the roof of this lishkas aparvam hoisa beisat tefillah. That's where the mikveh was. The kohen gadol of Yom Kippurim, where the kohen gadol used to be tovel on Yom Kippur, was on the roof of the lishkas aparvam. Rashi's algaga hoyu beisat tefillah means mei mayin hoyu boyin l'shom b'roima. That the well water used to come up all the way on top there, and that's where it used to be tovel. Lishkas HaMadichin, then next to it was Lishkas HaMadichin. What does that mean? Shamhoyo Madichin, that was the room they used to wash off, Kirvei Kodeshim. The inside, the kishkas of the animals for the Kodeshim, they used to clean them out in that room. That's why it was called Lishkas HaMadichin. Omisham, and from this Lishkam, no Misham, Mesib Oilo Legag Beis HaParva, they had like a Mesib, like a root, to go up to the roof of the Beis HaParva. This was the three Lishkois there on the Dorm side, on the south side, there are these three Lishkois. In the according to this picture, on the Ezra's Yisrael, they had it. Now, Gimel Shebetzofen, there are three of them on the north side. Lishkos Eitz, with a special room for the wood. Lishkos Hagoyle, we'll soon see what that is. And Lishkos Hagozis, where the Sanhedrin was. Lishkos Eitz, a room for the wood. Omer Reb Eliezer Ben Yaakov, Shechachti Meh Hoiso Meshameshes. Reb Eliezer Ben Yaakov forgot exactly what are they doing with this room. The Lishkos Eitz, he forgot what they did with it. And Abishrol said to him, Lishkos Kohen Gadol Hoiso Achurei Shteim. That the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol, that's what it was. The Shaleitz, that's the room that the Kohen Gadol used to use. And it was Achurei Shteim. It was in the back of these other two rooms, the Gag Shloshtim Shavah. But the roofs of all these three rooms, it's on the Tzofen side, was equal. The roof of all three were equal. Just the Lishkos HaEitz, where the Kohen Gadol used to use, that was in the back of those two. Taita. Lishkos HaGoyla, what was the Lishkos, the room for the Goyla? Shom Hoyu Bor HaGoyla, that's where there's a well for water. The Agal Gol Nosson Olov, and he used to have the wheel to get it up with. That's what used to get all the water to use for the whole Hazara, to clean it, to use it. Anytime they needed water, they go to this Lishka, that was called Lishkas HaGoyla. That was Lishka, where they had the wheel to wheel up the drawer up the water. Lishka Sagozis, what was Lishka Sagozis? Shemhoyu Sanhedrin Shoy Yisrael, Yosheves Vidones Akanim. That's where Mamash the Lishka Sagozis means where the Sanhedrin used to have a special room on the side of the Ezras Yisrael, and they used to sit there and be dan the Kanim to see if they're tzaddikim, if they deserve to be Kanim or not. Umisha Nimtzu by Psul. If they find any current that has a psul, either psul mishpachor or stam mispach, they can't do the avoided today, is how you love shcharim. They would make him wear black today. Or misatev shcharim, he would wear something black around his head. The yaitzev ha'ilichla, he would leave the base of Migdish. The shalein yimtzu by psul, what about the kind of that were okay? They did not find anything wrong with them. How you love shlevonim, they would wear white clothing. Or misatev levonim, they would wrap something white around them, around the head. And then they would go in to do the avodah with the other kahanim. That was okay. Yeah. Now, achas bedorim, there was another lishka on the dorim side on the south side. The tznam would learn like this: shiva sheorim hoyu biazora. There were seven different gates in the azora. Gimel b'tzofen, three of them was on the north side. The gimel bedorim, the yechod b'mizrach, and one was on the east side. Shebedorim on the south side was Shar Hadlaka. That was one Shar Hadlaka. He has the other pictures here. These are on the outside. The different Shiorim, different gates, first coming in by Tri Azorah. So the first one was Shar Hadlaka. And Shenula, the second one next to it, was the Shar HaKorban. And Shlishilai Shar HaMayim. Rashi says, Shar Hamayim, Sheboy Machnis and Slucha Shomayim Shonisach Bechan. They used to bring their bucket of water for the Nisach Hamayim through that gate. Kachel first Peshkolim. Shar Hadlaka, that's where we used to have the lights coming in from. And Shar Karbon, they brought the Karbonis in through that one. This was on the Durham side. Sheba Mizrach, what about the gates coming into the east side? Shar Nikner, it was Shar Nikner. Ushtay Lishchoyis Hoyushom. And there were two different rooms right next to it. Achas b'yimino v'achas b'smoili. One on the right side of the Shar Nikner, and one on the left side. Achas lishchas pinchas hamalbish. One was a room for Pinchas, the kohen, used to dress all the kohanim. V'achas lishchas oisei chavitim. And one was a lishcha for the kohanim that used to bring the chavitim. They had a special room there. Shebet Sofen, what about the gates on the north side? Was Shar Nitzutz. And Shar Nitzutz had binyan achsadrum. It was like a binyan, like an open porch. V'aliyah benuya loy, and it had an attic on top of it. Agabov. V'shom kahanim shomrim l'malo, oleviyim l'mata. That was like a beis hashomer, that the kahanim used to watch the beis hamikdash on top, on the aliyah, the attic, and the leviyim would watch from the bottom. V'shlefnim himenu, and in front of this, was a chayil, was the gate. That's the chayil, is the outside portion of the azora, of the beis hamikdash. Like, you come into the harabayis, then you have the chayil, then you have the chaymis of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Now, Shein Eloi, the next one to it, was Shar HaKorban. Shlish Eloi was Shar Beis HaMukit. V'tanya, we learned, that Chomesh Tfilois V'yasara Kedushin Tovlim Kohen Gadol. Five Tfilos the Kohen Gadol had to do, and 10 times they had to be Mekadish, the Yadayim V'raglayim. The Kohen Gadol here, O Mekadish Boi Bayoim. Tovl, Kohen Gadol, O Mekadish Boi Bayoim. V'chulam Bakodish. And all these five tefillahs, and the 10 times he had to be Mekadish, his Yodayim v'Raglayim, was all done by Kodesh. Agag Beis HaParva, on the house, on the roof of the Beis HaParva. That's where the Beis HaTefillah was. Chutz Mizu, Shoysa B'Chol. Achutz, the first one that was outside the Chol, which was Agag Beis Shar HaMayim. Ubitzad Lishchosoy Hoyu, it was on the side of the Lishcha. Yeah, period. Trashi chutz mizu, tfilu rishoyne, chutz from the first tfilu, sheyne bo b'shvul yom kippah, sh'av ko yom eisashon eshnino per gimul, ein odom nichnas li'azor afilu tor, ad shi'itzvon. Any kohen can't come into the Beis HaMikdash until first he makes the tfilu. Avot tfilu saboyis machmos yom kippurim, but the next four tfilus that he has to do special for yom kippah, being a mokim kodesh, has to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. Doch iksiv bohu, v'rochat es besor b'mayim b'mokim kodesh. Yo v'tzad l'shchoy soysom, Alma lishcha yesh bedorim. We see there is a lishcha that he had bedorim. It says here, uvetzad lishchosoy hoysa. It was near his lishcha. So you see, one lishcha for the Kohen Gadol was on Durham's side. So clearly, one of them was on Durham and one was on Sofen. So
So the Gemara v'lo yadana, we don't know ilishchas parhadrin pitzofin. Was ilishchas parhadrin the room that the Kohen Gadol slept in those 7 days? Was that on the north side? V'lishchas beis aftinis bedorim. And then the lishchas beis aftinis, where they used to teach him to do the chvina, that was on the south side, or maybe the opposite way. Or lishchas beis aftinis was bitzofen on the north side. For lishchas parhadrin, that was bedor, maybe that was on the south side. So Mar says, when mistarva, the svara goes to say that the lishchas parhadrin bedorim. It's more mistarva to say the lishcha that he used to sleep in, parhadrin, that was on the south side. In other words, he used to get up in the morning on the south side. Why? My time, what do you say that for? For amaktim koi. Or Meisachas Raglov, he used to get up and he has to go to the Beis Kisei, Meisachas Raglov, the Tovel, then he would be Tovel, the Yozel would soften, then he would come to the north side, the Gomachfina, and he would do the Chafina for the Kteris, the Yozel Beis Hamigdish, the Yovid Avoida, and he would do the Avoida, Kula Yom, this is not going on Yom Kippur, this is going on these 7 days now during the Mitzvah's Prisha. So we're saying these 7 days he used to sleep in Lishchas Parhadrin. So you want to say now that was on Durham side. To say why, he used to get up in the morning and he used to go Mesachas Raglu, just go to the Beis Kisei. After that, he had to be Tovel. The Yozl itself, and then he went to the north side and he learned Hilchas Chafina. The Yozl Beis Hamikdash, we offered Avoid, like we had before, all those 7 days the Kohen Gadol brought the Tomid. He brought the Kabbonis those days. Kula Yoyma Labahadi Panya. He worked, he did the Avoid the whole day. When it came before Shki, like we had before, Modu Oleha, all those 7 days we used to sprinkle on him from the Mechatis, and he became Tommy from that. Vahadar Osladorim, then he went back to the south side, Vitovol, and he went to the Mikvah again there, because the Mikvah for sure was on Durham side. Vinayach, and then he went to sleep there. So it's more mistake to say, the Lishkas Parhadrim, where he used to sleep, was on Durham side. Because when he got up in the morning, the first thing he had to do after the Beis Kisei was go to the mikvah, and the mikvah was in Durham side. So the mistarva, the mikvah should be right there, and then he did the avoid. And when he came back at night, also he went to the mikvah again at night before shkia. So he was there ready. Mistarva, he went to sleep there on the south side. The Amrit Lishkas Parhadrin Bitzofin. Listen, if you're going to tell me no, that his sleeping room was on Sof on the north side. Makdim Koyu Mesach Raglab. When he get up in the morning, he has to go to the Beis Kisei. The Yozlo Durham. You can tell me now he's going to have to walk all the way from the north side to the south side. The Tovol to go to the mikvah. The Goma Chvina, then he walked back to learn Hilchot Chvina. The Yosla Beis Semitish Vavad Avoida, Kula Yoyma. The whole day, those 7 days, the Kohen Gadol did the Avoida. La'ade Panya, when it came near before Shkia, before evening, Modu Olei, used to sprinkle on him the Mechatis all those 7 days, and he became Tummy from it, because the Locha was, if you're a Torah person, and they sprinkle on you the Mechatis, you become Tummy. So he was tummy like a tfu yoim. So then is v'hoder ozlodorim. He had to then walk over to the south side to go to the mikvah, v'tovol. And then he had heres shemesh, it became tor. Uboye mahadro mezel tzofen. Now he had to walk all the way back again from the south side to the north side. Umenech and go to sleep. So for the markasha v'chi mim torach terchinon lei kuli hai. That's the raya, the svar to say, Mistama's sleeping room was on the south side. Because if it was on the north side, I'd have to walk a lot. But after walk in the morning when he got up all the way down to the south side, then at night before he returns home also, his last stop was in the mikvah on the south side, so after walk Nochma back to the north side, it's not mistarva you made the Kohen Gadol to walk so much back and forth. So therefore it's more mistarva the Lishkas Parhadrin, where he used to sleep, was on the south side. So that's where the mikvah was in the morning, you'll do the mikvah right there, and at night also, before Shkia also, we go to the mikvah right there, and then go right to sleep. So Mar says, no, maybe that's no raya. When it says, why not? This wouldn't be any raya. We made the Kohen Gadol walk around a lot those 7 days. Why? We want to make it hard for him to be a Kohen Gadol. That we're afraid, you could have Tzedukim to be the Kohen Gadol. So you want him to do a lot of walking around, that he would leave. Inami, another svar is, he shouldn't become a Baal Gaivinik. He shouldn't think a lot of himself. So he sees now he has to do so much work of walking back and forth, he loses his gaiva. Because if not for this, so if you want to make it easy for him, then both rooms should have been one next to another. Like anyway, you're telling me now one room is on the south, one is on the north. So anyway, he has to walk across. If you stop and want to make it easy for him, so you should have made it more easier. Let both rooms be on one side. Or else better still, let him have only one room. Let him sleep there and let him be there throughout the daytime. If you want to make it easy geschmack for him, make it much easier. Elamai, you see, we make two different rooms, two different sides. The pshat is we want him to walk around a lot. We don't want him to have such an easy time. If it's tuki, he'll check out. And if he's about gaiva, then he'll lose his gaiva. So we bedavka want him to walk back and forth. So if the Gemara is not pushing the shayla, which side was which lishcha? It's not mukrach if the where he slept was on Durim, easier, or where he slept was on Sofen to make it harder. It's not pushing. The Gemara is not pushing it.
But however, Gemara did bring a raya before that we have a raya out of the two lishchoyes that the Kohen Gadol had. One was on Sofen and one was on Durim. Again, the first raya the Gemara brought that one bias, one lishcha has to be on Sofen side was the first part of the Gemara that said that it was vav lishchoyes hoyu biazaron. Gimel b'tzofen v'gimel b'dorim. His ne'ezos Yisrael. On each side there was three. So first we explained that the three on Dorim was lishchas hamelech, lishchas haparav, lishchas hamadichin. Then it said that the gimel on the tzofen side was lishchas eitz, the lishchas hagoyle, and lishchas hagozes. And the Gemara said, what did we do with lishchas eitz? So first the Gemara said, Omer Ablezer ben Yaakov shechachti mahoiso, meshameshes, he didn't remember. And now Bisholaim Alishkas Kohen Gadol Hoysa. This was the Lishka that the Kohen Gadol used to use. So we have a raya from Abishol that one of the Lishkois that the Kohen Gadol used to use was on Sofen side, was on the north side. So that was the first raya that one Lishka was on Sofen side. Then the Gemara brought another raya that we have a raya that he had another Lishka on the Durham side. That was from the next raya that Nan that Shivas Shorim Hoyu Biyazorah, Gimel B'Tsofen V'Gimel B'Durham V'Yechad B'Mizruch. And on the ones of Durham it said that his lishcha was right next to it. So mashma that his lishcha was also on Durham's side. So this was the two rayas that he had, one lishcha on the Tzofen and one lishcha on the Durham. Because it said there that the Sher HaMayim, that was on the Durham side, and it said, V'agabi Sher HaMayim uvitzad lishchosoi. Mashma, his lishcha was also right next to the Sher HaMayim, which was on the Durham side. So that was the Gemara Sofik. We know we had two different lishchois. One was the base of Paravim, and one was the Lishkas Parhadrin, and one was the Lishkas of the Aftinus. The Shala, which one was on the Durham, which one was on the Sofin, that did more of by Sofik. All right, we'll stop here.